from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Stephanie Martin. The pipe that exploded in San Bruno in September had multiple defects and cracks in the welds that connected the pipe segments. Federal investigators today released their first factual report on the pipeline explosion that killed 8 people and destroyed 38 homes. Congresswoman Jackie Speier called the information disturbing, saying such welding flaws should be detectable. PG&E had reported to investigators that the San Bruno pipe was seamless. The National Transportation Safety Board has not yet determined a cause of the blast and said today the investigation is ongoing. A PG&E spokesman says the utility will comment after reviewing the report. California's public pension systems are posting solid investment returns after suffering steep losses during the recession. CalPERS, the California Public Employees Retirement System, earned a 12.5% return last year. CalSTRS, the teachers' pension fund, ended the year with a gain of 12.7%. CalSTRS spokesman Ricardo Duran.
The first time we beat our benchmark in 2 years, so we kind of see it as somewhat of a turning point.
The pension systems say the gains are due to a more balanced asset allocation, as well as the decision to end investments in certain real estate partnerships. California's unemployment rate rose slightly last month. New state figures show the jobless rate edged up 0.2% in December to 12.5%. I'm Stephanie Martin. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from Santa Clara University, accepting executive MBA applications now. scu.edu/EMBA.